You're listening to Sky Aspects with Cleopatra Jade, a podcast about astrological topics, also full and new moons. Enjoy, guys!
We have another jam-packed week full of planetary transits. In this week's astrology, there's a new moon in Taurus, giving us the urge for more dependability in our life. Saturn and Pluto will connect in a configuration that can help us see how we can improve our circumstances. And Mercury will be making a few post-shadow alignments, allowing us to review some of the things that happened in March and April. And because this week has a busy tone to it, the vibes on the graph are absolutely reflective. Family and friends will be a big theme that's with us throughout the week, so it should put more emphasis on our personal relationships. These energies will intersect mental, solitude, and good luck tones until the 8th. And so for this reason, we might have a moment where we just need to be with our thoughts, more so because we're trying to concoct some sort of game plan for ourselves that'll lead to more fortunate opportunities. After this, good luck energy will be the highest on the graph, lasting until about the 10th in terms of its peak. But these tenors will connect with solitude, ambition, along with family and friends vibes. And because of this, we might feel like we're juggling the need for personal space and carrying out our objectives versus the social aspects of our lives. Then, from the 10th to the 11th, and as a matter of fact, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the weekend is bringing in imagination and confusion, emotional sensitivity, psychic tones, and more of the family and friends stuff intersecting that. And for this reason, we might feel more extrasensory than typical, leading to high amounts of intuition, picking up on other people's energies, but also having a harder time with logic. The 11th in particular is a very concentrated day with a lot of interesting and odd stuff, so we're really going to be feeling this one over the weekend. And so yeah, it's yet another interesting week. Let's look at these next bunch of days and see what we can expect. As a reminder, don't forget to like and subscribe because it helps this channel grow. And if you'd like to support the work of this channel, you could do so by buying me a fresh cup of coffee. There's a link in the description box below. Monday brings in a Saturn-Pluto alignment that could help us work towards something better. Saturn and Pluto are going to be in a semi-square with one another, and an alignment like this is going to help us in terms of paving the way to something long-lasting. One of the big reasons for this is an outer planet transit, and although it might be considered a minor aspect, it is still putting us in a position where it's time to get to work. This alignment is tied to the Saturn-Pluto conjunction of 2020. So conjunctions are similar to new moon alignments. And when we had that Saturn-Pluto conjunction, we absolutely felt that. And now that these planets are in their new phase, we're starting to get more alignments that are going to open up that phase further. We already had one of these last year in March of 2023, and so this one here is our second. So as these planets go into their retrograde cycles this year, we'll have another one of these. We'll have actually a couple more of these coming up. But since this is a semi-sextile, some of this energy might feel more internalized than outwardly. It's not to say that this energy wouldn't manifest on an outward sort of thing, especially because we're dealing with Saturn and Pluto, and a lot of the time with those planets, we get physical manifestations of a situation. But from the more internalized nature of this alignment, it may be a time to take a step back and contemplate what we want for ourselves. It could be a time to create some sort of strategy or game plan for ourselves that we can use later and take action on it and make it real for ourselves. On the more stressful end of this energy, this might be a time to create some sort of game plan for ourselves in terms of pulling ourselves out of limiting beliefs or other self-imposed limitations. This could be a time to work on our coping skills. This could be a time to work on things that create gloom in our lives. It could be a time to work on things that are causing us to have a lack of resources or a lack of something else in our life. One of the other stressful things with this energy is it can cause a moment where we're feeling very stressed out because something is not working as fast as we would like it to. And so we're having to sit back and wait. And, you know, we might feel like we're treading water with something. Luckily, with Saturn and Pluto, if we've been putting that hard work in, those things will come to us. It's just more or less we just have a period of lag, which is always obviously stressful. But some of the more easier and good things about this is because of all the stress that we have, we begin to really work through complex problems and we find solutions to them. So we might have some sort of breakthrough that leads to growth for ourselves. A vibe like this helps us make the necessary alterations to transform our circumstances. So it could be a time of innovation when it comes down to our situations. It could be a time of upgrading our circumstances, but really it could be a time when we're finally seeing seeing that even though we've been waiting a while, we're breaking out of a stagnant situation eventually. Energy like this could manifest as us becoming more disciplined. It can also show us where we're wasting our time. So this could help us limit things that no longer serve us. That way, we're focusing on what needs to be focused on in order to get tangible results. Even though this is a complex transit, it really does give us the stamina and focus needed in order to tackle situations that really need clearing up and the other areas of life where we need to take more responsibility. Tuesday brings in a Mercury post-shadow alignment between Mercury and Chiron that can help us reset our mindset. Last times we got these transits was on March 20th and April 15th. So this post-shadow alignment could lead to themes that happen on those dates. One of the lovely things about this alignment is it's great for creating therapeutic dialogue with others. So if you've had any disagreements with anyone, anything that just got messed up during the Mercury retrograde with communication and things like that, this could really help in terms of mending fences with others. And if it's not that, this could be a time where you're giving someone else a confidence boost or someone else is giving you a pep talk. And on a mental note, this could really help us clear our minds of any clutter or any internal dialogue that's been toxic for a while. So if we're in a place where we're ready to change our narrative and our self-concept, this is going to be an excellent energy to start that journey. And another thing with this too is it's excellent for understanding things better. So if there's been a concept that we just weren't grasping, this could be a moment where we're having an aha moment about it. Continuing with the harmonious alignments on that day, the sun is going to make a sextile with Saturn. Tuesday is really bringing in energy that can help with our confidence, mindset-wise, ego-wise, and just overall being our authentic selves. And with the sun and Saturn being here in this sextile, this could be a day of gaining more self-assuredness. One of the cool things with this is our confidence tends to get stabilized with an energy like this, especially if we're starting to do the hard work necessary in order for us to feel built up. Or interestingly, it could be a day where our confidence gets an extra boost because the hard work we've been putting in is finally paying off. Or it could be a time where you're at the final stage of a goal and you're finally seeing the end of a hard period when it comes down to it and that things are going to come to fruition. Another way this helps us in terms of getting a nice healthy ego boost is this could be a time of completion when it comes down to credentials that we've acquired. So whether that could be through college or certifications or an internship or even doing something like a stepping stone job just to get your foot in the door with something, this may be a period where you're starting to see that you actually have the proof, the professional proof that you're qualified for the job. And even if this is something like education, this could be a period where you're starting to get some recognition with that. I mean, this is May. A lot of people are graduating during this time, especially with college or depending on where you live in the country. Some high schools let out in May rather than June. So this could be a period where you're really getting that pat on the back for all your hard work in your educational situation. Another way that this can show up too is through fulfillment in terms of our obligations. So if we've been doing what's necessary in terms of whatever we're responsible for, or staying accountable with certain situations in our lives, this could really be a big boost to our ego and overall just enhance our self-esteem. So overall, an energy like this is a boost to our self-image in a healthy way. Let's really bask in that energy from the sun and Saturn and Mercury and Chiron, because over the next couple of days, we have some energies that are going to really be harsh. From the 9th to the 11th, and what I was saying earlier when I was looking at the vibes on the graph, the whole weekend, we've got some concentrated energy that will feel a bit intense. Starting on the 9th, we've got Mercury making a semi-sextile to Uranus, and this is part 3 to something that's been going on since the Mercury retrograde with these energies. The last times we got this was on April 13th, and then during the pre-shadow on March 21st. So some of these energies are going to feel like deja vu. One of the things with this is, luckily we're in the post-shadow, so you know we might have more clarity on some of these situations that pop up, but for the most part, this energy could be agitating. And it's agitating because things don't go as planned. Things go from one way and then they go to the next. So if you think you have everything all figured out, sometimes this energy could be very tricky like that. This is the kind of energy where we deal with plot twists. This is the type of energy where we deal with unexpected communication. So if there was any unexpected communication that was going on, you know, March 21st or April 13th or throughout this retrograde, the good thing is this might give you an answer to something that was very complex and seemed unsolvable. Another way energy like this tends to manifest is if we blurted out the wrong thing, especially during the retrograde. It could have been embarrassing, or dealing with someone who was doing that could have been very frustrating. And so this alignment is coming back up to hopefully resolve that situation. But overall, energy like this is just a big theme of communication gone wrong. So hopefully you guys are able to mend whatever might have happened or come to an understanding about something that was just super bizarre. Once we get to Saturday, we have four transits that pack a bit of a punch to them. The first one is a connection between Mars and Uranus that may rev up abrasiveness. Did I say four alignments? We actually have three alignments, but it feels like four. There's so much going on that day. But with this Mars-Uranus situation, that unexpected energy, unpredictability that we had on the 9th just continues. And it continues in a Mars-Uranus sort of way, which can be very uncomfortable. So here's the thing with this energy. If it's channeled properly, it can be great. And it can be great for getting shit done and taking some chances. However, I wouldn't really recommend that in this type of energy, because it's very unpredictable. It's the kind of energy where you feel sure about something and then it ends up being something completely different. It absolutely flips on the other side. But an energy like this can have us feeling eager to get out of our comfort zones. It can make us very antsy when it comes down to wanting to do things. So we could feel like we're busting at the seams, leading to impulsivity and really poor decisions. And sure, I chuckle as I say that, because this type of energy just reminds me of when an Aries and an Aquarius gets together. And I'm an Aries, I have Aquarius friends, and we're being reckless. And so, yeah, it could lead to some poor decisions and such. So really try to reel it in. Also with this energy, you want to make sure you're taking your time, you're not rushing into anything, because otherwise it may not end up the way you want. You also want to be aware of being accident prone, because levels of clumsiness tend to rev up in this energy, and that's due to the impulsivity that comes with this. And the most lowest vibration of this energy is temper issues. We definitely need to be aware of that within this energy. It's very easy to get agitated in this energy. It's very easy to act abrasively. It's very easy to just be confrontational in energy like this. Also, this could really rev up our rebellious side, leading to acting like a total edgelord and really juvenile, really. And we'll really need to watch it when it comes down to poor decision making, because Venus is going to be in a semi-square with Neptune, and that can really activate poor judgment when it comes down to situations. Particularly with Venus and Neptune, this could be poor judgment when it comes down to our finances, our relationships, and other things to do with our self-esteem. On top of that, there's a Sun Chiron situation going on that can also further rev up things with self-esteem. But with the Venus-Neptune situation, it could force us to face areas where we might be in denial about a romantic scenario or something to do with our finances. So this could really highlight bad decisions we might have made, or not wanting to deal with inconvenient realities when it comes down to these circumstances. But it's a period of facing truths, even if we don't want to. So we may have to come to an understanding about someone's true intentions in a relationship, or being overly sacrificial in relationships, or impulsivity when it comes down to our spending. So this could really help us look at financial instability and where we blur the lines between treating ourselves and just splurging too much when it comes down to our money situations. On top of that, the Sun's going to be in a semi-sextile with Chiron, and this may rev up a lack of self-acceptance. So an energy like this could inflate the tendency to overanalyze our apparent flaws, or the areas where we just fixate on other superficial things and just our self-image overall. One of the good things, though, with this energy is it can push us in a direction where we realize we need to stop compromising ourselves and who we are just to win the favors of others. So we could come to the conclusion that it's important to maintain our own identity regardless of what other people think. Energy like this tends to make us more self-conscious, but at the same time, hit a rock bottom point of enough is enough and it's time to stand in our authenticity. So this might be a starting point of pushing ourselves to stop depending on others for an ego boost, but also to start having more confidence within ourselves. So yeah, definitely a mixed bagged week. The first half had more harmonious vibes, whereas the second half had more tense vibes. So do the best you can to navigate these mood swing type transits, because it really is a big shift from Monday, Tuesday going forward when we look at the transits and they're just a little bit tense. And by a little bit, I mean a lot of it. Anyway, I hope you all have the best week ever. Later, and see you in the next episode.